Tonight we're out here for our annual Shop with a Firefighter program, put on by a joint venture between Walmart and the Hope House. And us fire guys all and gals come out and take 10 kids shopping that deserve a little bit better Christmas on no fault of their own. So the guys and girls here are all super excited to get kicked off. And we're going to get a bunch of gifts for all the kids that they've picked out on a list. And then the Millstream Area Credit Union is going to wrap all the gifts for us as a volunteer. And then they'll get to go home and put them under their tree and have a little bit better Christmas.
Okay. And the kids' Hope House helps out, or they kind of find some kids that need, like you said, a little better Christmas, and they get the kids lined up to come out here?
That's correct. Hope House goes out, and their caseworkers choose 10 kids that they think are deserving. So those kids get to jot down on a list what they would like for Christmas, and also what everyone in their family would like for Christmas. So Walmart grants the Hope House the money to do this, and then this year our union actually kicked in some additional funding, so we actually have more money to spend this year than we ever have, which is really neat because prices of things are going up, so we're able to combat that a little bit, and these carts will be a little fuller this year than they were last. So
okay, do you have maybe a dollar amount of how much each kid will have to spend tonight?
Yep. So the Hope House applies for a grant every year, and Lori here from the Hope House, the director, said that when she fills this grant out every year, Walmart turns around and approves it within 24 hours every year. And she said that's very hard to find in her line of work. So it goes to show you how important this is for Walmart too. And you can look around and all the workers are super happy tonight. So they grant $3,000 for the 10 kids. Our union kicked in an additional $1,000. So the kids have $4,000 to spend tonight amongst the 10 of them. And then additionally, we passed the boot around the fire station and gathered private donations, and we were able to build a gift basket for each kid also with some additional stuff in there.
Man, that's awesome. And the kids, some people hear about these events, they probably think just, you know, the kids are going to go get a bunch of toys and stuff.
Sure.
But it's they get a lot of essentials, a lot of things they need, daily items.
They usually get stuff for their family members first, and then they spend the remaining balance on themselves. And I've seen it in the last 8 years that I've been doing this. I've seen them getting, you know, socks and toothbrushes and stuff like that. So it's really neat. They get stuff that they need, and then they also, you know, hopefully we can find them in the Lego section or something here in a little bit. So,
and what does it mean for you guys to be able to help out like this?
I mean, speaking for everyone, I think it means the world. We show up to places when we're in our uniforms, usually on their worst day. It could be their worst day. And so today we actually get to put on a different outfit and be with them on probably one of their better days. And Lori was saying that, you know, these kids from the previous years remember this night forever. So it's pretty cool. And it humbles us as well. So it's a win-win.
And the kids, I can imagine if I was that age, I was probably be a little shy at the beginning. Or you get some shy ones, but do they kind of warm up to you guys?
Yeah, we try to pair them up. I do the best to pair up like some the little girls with our wives. I've all started to really, like this year we have the best turnout we've ever had on our side with families. So we'll be able to have a wife with any little girl. And that helps because I don't have a girl, so you know that makes a big difference. And they lighten up halfway through. And
so just a great event. I mean, it means I can imagine it means a ton to the kids and you guys both. So anything else you want to mention about the
just
event?
Looking around, it's nice to see you here. I feel like this event's growing every year, which is neat since I took over. So, and that's thanks to everybody involved all the way through. We literally have the best job in the world, and this is one of the better nights of this career. So happy to be here and look forward to a Merry Christmas.